Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
So this is going to make you feel really, really old, but the Walkman turned 40 years old this year.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
To celebrate. Wow, I like your old lady voice.
That was a man. Old man.
Old man voice. All right. Even better. The Sony Walkman is coming out again to mark its 40th anniversary. So Sony is going to be making another version. It's going to look the exact same, except on the back, it's just going to say 40th anniversary edition. So it's not going to have like a fancy screen or new bells and whistles.
Just a plain old...
plain old Walkman. And I'm happy because I love the Walkman. Remember back in the 80s when everyone wanted a Walkman?
Well, here's my question. I think this is great. I love when people commemorate dates with, you know, the re-release of something from the old days, like the classic Nintendo and stuff. That's cool. But here's my question. Who still has all their tapes to play in the Walkman?
Some people do. Oh, yeah. I know a lot of my buddies held on to their cassette tapes because they thought it was going to be worth a lot of money one day, like their cassette collection. Kind of like how you collect hockey cards or something like that. You think the super rare ones will be worth a lot of money. I don't think that was the case for cassettes. Here's the thing, though. The Walkman died because the Discman came when CDs made tapes obsolete.
Right.
But the Discman sucked. Like, the Walkman was great. It never skipped. It was really, really durable. It was just great. And then the Discman came along. First of all, it could never fit in your pocket.
No.
Like, you could never run with a Discman unless you had one of those weird armband thingies.
And then the anti-skip things never worked.
Never worked. The biggest lie in music history was the anti-skip on Discman. And then your discs would get scratched and it wouldn't even work in there anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those situations where, and this doesn't happen a lot, where the newer version of something is actually worse than the older version.
Hmm.
It's kind of like how Donnie Wahlberg is not as good as Mark Wahlberg.
No one's better than Mark Wahlberg.
Some possible changes to the Blue Bin program here in Saskatoon. You'll have your chance to vent, Stacey. You'll have your chance to vent. Because milk cartons, juice cartons, and Tetra Paks, possibly, it's not for sure yet, but possibly not going to be allowed in the blue bins anymore. Now, Stacy has been fired up about this because Stacy is basically Captain Planet.
Captain Planet, he's our hero.
Best theme song of all time, by the way. You've been waiting all morning long. Just go.
I really feel, and I know the city is working on a new recycling provider. They're in the midst of negotiating, getting the details worked out. But I just wish that we could put plastics, all plastics, in the blue bins. You were talking about milk cartons and Tetra Paks. Glass. They don't want glass in there anymore.
Yep.
Also, recyclable squeeze bottles, condiments, Tupperware, all those plastics. No one wants to buy them in their recycled form. So now our provider here in Saskatoon doesn't want to take them. And recycling for me is one of the things I can do that makes me feel better about not harming the environment. When we finally got the blue bins, everybody, I was so excited because it was finally a chance for us all to have no excuse to not recycle and do something for the planet. And now it's being restricted so much that it's almost like, well, what can we actually put in these recycling bins? Paper? Okay, great. That's fantastic, of course. But all these other single-use plastic items need to be recycled and sold to somebody. Buy them up.
Captain Planet, he's our hero.
Milk cartons, juice cartons, and Tetra Paks, they might not be allowed to go inside of blue bins anymore.
Which is okay, because you know what? You can take them to Sarcan and get money for them.
Like, this won't affect my life at all, because beside my blue bin, I have a garbage bag filled with recyclables like cans and milk cartons and juice cartons that you can take back and get money.
And that's also where you can take glass, by the way.
Exactly. And the best part about Sarcan is you always see someone there that you know, and you catch up with them, and you're like, hey, I just got $11. You want to go get lunch or something like that? Boom.
My husband and I, when we head off to recycle the cans and stuff, we always take the money and buy more booze with it.
That's
how
the best.
It works.
You take the empty booze, and you get more booze. It's like a magic trick.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Crew's Confused Lyrics.
Presented by O'Brien's Automotive. Online at O'Brien's.ca.
Let's do this, our first one, and feel very aggressive after that guitar riff.
Nice harmonies in that, by the way.
Oh, really? I was trying to not sing well. You're welcome.
Well, this got awkward really quick.
Colin hears in Def Leppard's Animal, a white lion. This is from Wayne. It's not from Colin. It's from Wayne.
Well, this got awkward.
There we go. That's been fixed.
For the second time. Go on.
A white lion, oh, the story ground.
Doesn't make any sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. Those are the ones we love. The actual lyrics, a wild ride over stony ground.
You haven't used the new mom brain excuse ever yet.
That's what it was.
That was a good example there to use it for. The next one here is from Sheena. The Smashing Pumpkins, 1979. Sheena hears, and I don't even puke to shake things in my boobs. Another one of those that just don't make any sense at all. The actual lyrics, and I don't even care to shake these zipper blues.
I love it. Last one's from Patty. Heartless by Heart. She hears, hard lips, you think you're going to fill his empty skull.
Heartless!
Kind of creepy.
It's totally. It's actually heartless. Heartless. You think it's going to fill this empty soul.
Heartless. Heartless. You're gonna fill this empty soul.
That's it. That's all for Cruise Confused Lyrics today.
Oh, no. What's happening?
I didn't miss that. Yesterday, we were talking about how I'm not used to my wedding ring. Right after that talk we had, Stacy told me an adorable story about your husband, Sean, and his wedding ring.
Yes. We got married 4 years ago. Bought him a ring. He bought me a band. Everything's wonderful. But he doesn't wear it every day.
Oh.
And he also, his job involves, like, machinery and stuff like that. So that's kind of a reason as well why he can't wear it to work, for instance, is because it's dangerous. If he cracks his finger, the ring can get stuck, has to get cut off. Long story short, he doesn't wear it except for special occasions.
Aww.
And so, I don't know, maybe a lot of women are like, ooh, that guy must be single. But no, back off. He's not. So what he does
now
then is just bust it out on special occasions. If we go, he wore it to your wedding on the weekend, which was always nice. And it almost makes it a little more special when he wears it, because then it's just like a special occasion.
Glad to see that my wedding made the cut of special occasions in your life.
A gentleman is being hailed as a neighborhood hero because he helped Saskatoon Fire Department basically contain a fire. The gentleman noticed a fire in the Silverwood area at his neighbor's house and decided to grab the garden hose and keep the fire from spreading by dousing the garage next to the house that was on fire. And by doing so, he actually restricted damage to the garage's exterior and the home next door, which of course was getting hit by the heat from the fire. So he did his, I don't want to say neighborly duties, but you know, if you see, I always think if I saw a fire, same kind of deal, I would grab my garden hose and try and do the same thing.
All morning, Stacy has been talking about this story, and she's like, I like to think that I would do the exact same in this situation, and I could do it. It's like, I have a fire extinguisher, I have a giant hose, and I could pull this off. I think you're underestimating just how powerful fire is.
100% I am.
What do you do to repay your neighbor for this?
For saving your house or your garage from burning down?
Like, this probably saved this
cut
person
their
like
lawn
100.
Forever?
Hey man, I'll take you out for a beer one day. We are about to talk about one of my favorite things of all time. Now, if you had any guesses on to what that was, Stacy, what do you think we're talking about?
Beer.
No.
Sports.
No.
President's Choice mac and cheese?
Close, but no.
The Office?
No, but I wish.
Okay, that's like four things.
I'm not allowed to talk about The Office as much as I used to. We're talking about naps.
Nice.
Oh, love me some naps.
I do as well.
There was a study done in Switzerland. 3,400 people were a part of this survey. They were all between the ages of 35 and 75.
Okay.
They monitored these people who were taking afternoon naps. And apparently, taking a two-hour afternoon nap lowers your risk of having a heart attack by about 50%.
50?
50%.
That's substantial.
So if you take a bunch of naps, your heart is healthy.
You and I are going to, we're doing all right.
We're going to live forever.
And now, it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
We all have that one friend who is obsessed with ketchup. They're like that Frank's Red Hot lady.
I put that on everything.
But with ketchup.
They do all the classic weird ketchup things. Ketchup on steak, ketchup on eggs, ketchup on Kraft dinner. But that's just the start, because it's not what they put ketchup on, it's the amount of ketchup they use. The ketchup to food ratio is just ridiculous.
When this person goes to a fast food restaurant, they fill like 9 of those little mini paper cup things and use all of them. If they go to the drive-thru, they're going to ask for extra ketchup packets. And if they don't get at least 10, they will ask for more.
While we're on the topic of those ketchup packets, the ketchup-obsessed friend is always packing packets. They have a stash of them in their glove box, in their purse, in their nightstand, in their baby's diaper bag, in their toiletries kits.
And you know that ranch is more popular than ketchup debate going around the internet? Don't bring that up around this friend. They will proceed to go on a 20-minute ketchup rant that you'll have to sit through.
If you're at a restaurant and you say, "Can I have that with no ketchup, please?" they will no longer be friends with you. They just can't fathom how someone can't like ketchup, but at the same time, they think it's totally normal to put ketchup on stuff like ice cream, toast, and mashed potatoes.
The ketchup fanatic. We all have that one friend.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.